the 414 Hour at 4 on KMB.
I think I may have said this from Hunter on the Carpus Talking text line. A better chair is out of the Brewers budget for Pat Murphy per Mark Antanasio.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
As Pat, he has a perch now after his back surgery.
Pat was probably like, you got anything better? He said, all we got. This is an expense we weren't expecting to have, Pat. We already paid for the surgery.
He's got a healthy salary.
Very well. Well off.
So watching all this baseball and the Brewers and it being a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. Sports are a huge part of my life. Yeah. Huge part of my life.
You love sports. I mean, you were great at them. Not just basketball, soccer as well.
I'm struggling home.
With access to watching sports?
No. I have everything that I can do. I have the fear of missing out. Like, I have every platform, so if I need to get to something, I can get to something. My daughter.
What about your daughter?
Well, she's 2.5.
That baby.
So maybe I'm being, you guys, am I being too pushy?
I don't know. Pushing on what?
I will get there. I'm just saying, I want you to be honest with me and the K&B fam too. I'm trying everything. I bought the Fisher-Price hoop. We got the big bat with the two baseballs. We got in the basement, soccer ball. I don't know what else we could have for her. I don't know. Is there anything like...
You bought this 2.5-year-old all these
things? The kiddie stuff, though. It's not like a real baseball bat.
Did she ask for it? Does she like it? Does she play with it?
So we've... It was a loose term. I've been like, hey, let's go shoot. Like, I brought the basketball hoop outside. Got the two orange, Fisher-Price balls. So, like, I have one. She has one. She'll shoot and dunk it once or twice. And I'll raise it up because she wants it to be raised up. I'm like, oh, she's getting into it. It's every time I think she's getting into it. She shoots one more. She makes it. Bubbles! Bubbles! I want to go play with Bubbles!
Because she's a kid. She did. I don't. Why are you trying
yesterday,
to force basketball down the girl's throat?
We were at pick her up from daycare. She said she wanted to play soccer.
Oh, wow.
She was kicking a ball outside. So we come home and she wants to play soccer. So she finds a ball equivalent to a soccer ball and then starts playing catch with me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this as a win. So I was like, Mom, because Mom's heard me talk about this.
You say
her
mom
lack of it. My wife.
Yeah.
She's heard me talk about the struggles of keeping her engaged in athletic things.
She's 2.5. She's a toddler.
Come, because she was throwing like the Miz. She was throwing some fastballs at my chest.
I'm sure she wasn't, but.
No, she was. I've seen her throw. She loves throwing the tennis ball, the dogs. Like, so she throws a lot.
You said?
To the dogs. Tennis balls to the dogs.
Did she throw dolls and toys or anything? And tantrums? Oh,
no.
Wow. Good for you. You don't have
a brother. No, she don't tantrums. She don't throw stuff, thank God. Unless it's at me, yeah. And actually, yesterday she was throwing a book at my face at bedtime. I was like, "You want me to read, or you not want me to read? Like, your choice. You want books or no books?"
Grown adults really be trying to.
So am
I doing
the most? I don't know. And we have a second daughter on the way. I don't know how to live without sports.
This is quite interesting that you're asking folks to give you input on the fact that a 2.5-year-old who legitimately
every time
can barely
she looks
recognize,
like she's good. So like I said, I called Mom over to show the catch. Mom comes over. I was like, show what we're doing. She just gets up and runs to her. I'm like, Mom, like,
because
no,
she's
show
a child.
Off.
She's a child, Ben. The thing is, you got another year. When she's 3.5, you'll start seeing some trends. But even at that point, you don't even sign kids up for like sports like that until they're like 4. So she has time.
But if
then,
she's the dandelion picker, I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, she might be the dandelion picker at 4, but eventually she'll develop. She'll have some athletic ability. You and your wife are athletic.
Mom doesn't really care about sports.
But she was athletic. You're very athletic. Yeah, she was athletic.
How do you know?
If you played any sports, you have to have some type of athletic ability. You have to. I tell my wife all the time, just because you didn't like them, you played it, didn't you? You're out there, you could throw, right?
Like, is dance athletic?
Dance is extremely athletic. Hell yeah. Very athletic.
Dance, do I look like a dance dad?
You may be a dance dad. I refuse to be a dance dad. Cost.
What do you mean you refuse? What if she... Dad, I love dance. I love dance. Dad, I want to dance. What do you say?
Play the music. Let's dance, baby. Woo! Wallace Dance Party. Dance, dance, revolution. We ain't doing dance. But no, I mean.
We ain't doing dance.
Yes.
Hypothetically, you're not going to allow your child, if it's their love, to do dance.
Their Wallace won't be their love to dance.
You don't know that.
We're not that way.
I thought I was going to say, I'm a brust. We do sports.
No, you. She's 2 and a half. She can still do sports, Ben. It's not the time to panic. She's been on this earth less than less than 72 months.
I don't know why you're doing months. She's 2 and a half years old. Ben, in Random Lake or on a Random Lake, you're on the Carbless Talking text line.
It's Random Lake, the city. All right, so I think I'm kind of, I know what I'm doing with parenting. I've been a parent for 22 years.
I'm going to trust you.
And, all right, so hear me out, dude. Dude, she's 2 and a half, right? And that's 36 months, not 72, 36 months.
Thank you. I was trying to double 48.
It's all good, but let me tell you something, man. Like, my son, when he was that age, he had no inclination to want to do sports or anything like that. He just wanted to play and get into random stuff, right? And you got a little girl who wants to do the same thing. Now, I happen to get excited with my youngest, who, my second youngest is going to be 22 this year. Our youngest is going to be 7.
Damn!
My youngest came, yeah. Well, when I came home with 2 deer in the back of the truck, she's like, Pa, can I go hunting with you? That was cool. That was a tearjerker for me. Like, yeah, that's awesome. But wait, she's way too young, right? Got to let them be kids, man. Let them find their own way. Guide them in the right direction, which is what you clearly are doing.
So don't push. Guide.
Don't push. But when she starts showing interest in it, then you kind of start showing things around. Like when my boy was like, hey, I wanted to try baseball. All right, well, let's try baseball. He really didn't get into it. When he got older, he's like, I want to try football. Didn't like football. He wound up being a wrestler. So when she gets older, hey, you never know, dude. She may wind up wanting to be a wrestler. And let me tell you something. Little girl wrestlers, I've seen some beast girl wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And these girls are more technically sound and downright scary when they're on the mat taking these kids down. So just be there with it and do me a favor. Just enjoy it because it goes by way too fast.
Thank you, Ben, in Random Lake.
I tried to tell you she's 2 and a half.
I thought he was going to say he took her hunting at 7 after that. I was going to say. Damn. Kodiak Cam, new nickname. Cam the Man, Kodiak Cam in East Troy. You're up on the Carvis Talking text line.
So I don't have any kids yet, right? I'm only 26. But from what I gathered,
I think
from
I'm
when
just
I was,
a 22, kid with a 22, but keep going.
So what you see a lot of times, and I've seen it with, you know, my friends have kids and stuff, so I can say on their behalf, but they'll just be something and, you know, just doing random things and stuff. And they're like, you know what? I want to join in on that. Like, maybe you just got to just go out and do your own thing and start randomly shooting the basketball, randomly, you know, hitting the baseball or whatever. And she's going to be like, you know, Dad is really cool. I look up to him. I want to start doing what Dad does.
Ooh. Good call, Kodiak Cam.
Wait a minute.
Because I have the basement of pictures of playing basketball, she's going to be watching a lot of YouTube highlights of Dad.
So you didn't realize. That's true. That's very
true. Hey, that's your dad. That's your dad. That's your dad.
But I think he's spot on. Like, kids just take interest in what their parents take interest in, or they just find their own interest.
Encourage, don't push from John in Milwaukee. I think I'm too pushy. I'm too pushy.
You think? You got the girl.
Shoot hoops.
You got her a Fisher Price basketball court at 2 and a half.
Oh, mini golf was a disaster.
You got a
mini. She wouldn't let me help. I want to do it. You can't even hit it. Let me help you hit it.
Well, I just never seen a 2 and a half year old with so much stuff, Ben. Usually like 3+. Does the thing
We got golf clubs. One of my buddies, his gift to everybody is golf clubs. Hits it off the tee with a putter.
Ah.
Tough.
Is she a smart kid?
Yeah, she's very smart. Okay. Everyone says about their kid.
Your daughter smart?
Because of my wife.
Is she smart?
Yeah, she's smart.
Listen,
I know me. I'm not the brightest person in the world, but I'm smart in my own ways. I go to daycare pickup once a week and ask, is she smart? How's she doing compared to all the other kids you've had? And now, is she smart?
Well, now, wait a minute. Do you pay this daycare?
Yes.
Okay. So if the daycare said, nah, she's not very bright, would you blame your daughter or would you blame the daycare?
Me.
Okay.
I'd blame me, not my daughter or daycare.
Okay. Because I know if my kid was, they say, hey, ain't smart. Well, what the hell ain't you doing?
AJ in the Berg with sound advice, even though he doesn't like CCAT. He has two daughters. I got my oldest into golf starting at 6. She's 12 now. Whenever I go golfing, I take her with me, and my wife has to let me because it's bonding time with my daughter. Mm. I've been lacking golf in my life. Isla, get ready to golf.
Yeah, I just, again, we're talking about a 2.5-year-old. So I just don't understand why we're even having this conversation about you forcing your child to do stuff.
Because it's the first child.
And you're concerned about it.
Of course.
It's too soon to be concerned.
Bro, you already said she ain't going to do dance.
No.
You're concerned about it, too.
No. I said what she's not going to do. I didn't say I'm going to force her to do anything at 2.5. I just said she's not going to be able to dance, or he ain't going to be able to dance.
Now, this is just mean.
Uh-huh.
But good. At what age does Isla start beating Ben, and are you smarter than Ben Brust?
8, for sure.
She's going to be sponsored by Lakeland University and Geist Garage Doors before I know it. I don't know where this is going to go.
Who is this?
Mark in New Berlin.
Oh, hey, Mark.
What you got, Mark?
Well, I'm going to give you some great advice, Benny, and it's not for me. It's not for me.
But don't be like Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not going to go there today. I don't even want to get riled up. Now, I got this from Con Knipley, did a TV interview, the dad, Con Sr., not Con 2. And he said Con didn't even like basketball. He liked reading. But then he said he got him like, well, Jordan basketball or something, was playing. And he said, man, I want to play this. Now look, Benny, get her with the Jordan basketball or whatever, you know, whatever Con Sr. got, Con Jr., get her hooked on playing it on the video games to say, maybe I want to play this in person. That's what Con Knipple did. And Con Knipple Sr. said he even dropped him off at a basketball camp. And he said, I don't know what you're going to do with this kid. He likes to read, though. The rest is history.
Yeah, Mark, the difference being is, and I know the Knipple family very well. I saw Con Sr. on Monday at basketball league that he runs.
I'm going to tell you one thing. They definitely got them kids hooping.
The mom was the all-time leading scorer at University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, and she's tall. My wife ain't tall, so I appreciate
it. You swear your daughter not going to have no height?
Well, I mean, relative to like the advice of being an NBA potential rookie of the year and all-star in the future.
Well, I don't think everybody got to be an all-star, but you missed the point. The point wasn't about him making it to the NBA. The point was you don't have to rush. You just have
Mark
to give
time. Mark said something sound. I think I'm taken back by that.
That was, yeah, no, he stole something from, you know, Con Sr.
Mark saw
Aaron
Rodgers.
Maybe he's smarter than I thought he was.
I mean, he can see the future.
He saw Aaron Rodgers reunite with his family, and he said, you know what? Family time. I think good thoughts.
I'm going to get custom T-shirts that say, I love sports.
And I know we
put it on it right now.
I know we can get those custom T-shirts from Big Frog. I'm telling y'all this right now. I am just so happy with the job that Big Frog Art and Mequon did when it came to the shirts that I made, and also when it came to the hoodies that I made, and also when it came to the 225 wireless battery packs that they custom made for my wedding. If you have anything for any type of event, any custom apparel, T-shirts, or any type of goodies you need, Big Frog is the place to go. I'm telling you, they do not disappoint. They have fast turnarounds, but the customer service is great. So if you're thinking about getting any new uniforms for the upcoming season, if you're thinking about getting business polos for all those great folks and teammates that you have of your company, if you have a big event coming up, a family reunion, or anywhere that you need 500 or more T-shirts, or whether it's 200 or more, or whether it's 15, they can take care of you. It doesn't matter how big the order is, they will come through. So I'm telling y'all right now, Big Frog has the customer service that you need. They have a hands-on design team, and they can personalize anything that you want. So I'm telling you, go ahead and visit my friends Big Frog in Mequon, or go to bigfrog.com/Mequon. That's bigfrog.com/Mequon. I'm telling y'all, you'll be jumping for joy when you visit Big Frog out in Mequon.
Brewers officially win and take the series 4-3 against the Mets. Next.
Fly ball to right. Got some carry. Back at the wall, and it's dropped by Bench. Vaughn chugging around third. He will score as Ortiz gets to third with a two-run triple. Left-hander sets around his neck. 1-1. Yelich, drive to center. Back it goes. It's way back. It's off the top of the wall. Yelich is on the move. He will round second. He's headed for third. The throw is late. It's an RBI triple for Yelich. Here's the pitch. Ewing, ground ball to third. Ortiz with a dive. Gets up, throws to first. Ball game over. The Brewers take two out of three against the Mets. It was a Joey Ortiz game.
The Joey Ortiz game, indeed. 64-38 are your Milwaukee Brewers. 5-1 out of the All-Star break. So all your worries after getting swept by the Pirates may go away. Now, there are some things that you can discuss about the long term of the Milwaukee Brewers, but in terms of looking at Christian Yelich having a two-out knock for a ribby, a triple, as you heard from Jeff Levering, courtesy. Was Jeff on Brewers TV or the Brewers Radio Network?
The Brewers Radio Network.
Shout out to WTMJ and the great affiliates across the state. Joey Ortiz with a web gem to end the game.
Web gem. Oh, man. Poor guy.
3 for 3, 2 ribbies, and a walk. For a guy that at shortstop couldn't hit a lick. I don't know what the third base thing is, but it's great.
Well, maybe it's being pushed a little bit and understanding that your job isn't guaranteed and you got to turn it up.
He's had 4 home runs in the last 20-ish games, 30-ish games. Like, his last 15 have been ridiculous.
Yeah, that walk that you recalled for Joey Ortiz was his last at-bat. So the crowd booed the reliever because he had a chance for the cycle.
He had a chance for the cycle, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I mean, again,
like, that just doesn't happen. But this is Brewers baseball. Like, you just can't be surprised when things turn around for certain players when you least expect it.
No, I mean, that's what the Milwaukee Brewers are. I'm not going to think that this is going to be Joey Ortiz officially who he is, but I'll take it, especially at a time where Christian Yelich has been scuffling for months. So I think it's important to have other guys step up, and that's exactly what Joey O is doing. And if it's because Cooper Pratt came and he understands that there's other guys knocking on the door after seeing Luis Lara come up saying, okay, they're bringing up some of these young guys, and he got eyes, he got ears, he know what's coming. And so it's like, all right, do I want to have a spot on this team? I play great defense, but great defense is going to take you so far. You need to be able to have a nice bat.
He's had a nice bat.
And it's fantastic. We just need all the Brewers to put it together at the right time.
Dude, 64-38.
Yeah, it's a really good team. Really good team.
It's just...
I'm going to blow by 90
games.
No,
it just makes me think about how all the conversations we have about the Dodgers specifically and being a team that went to the NLCS last year and what they potentially need to do at the deadline, and still doing this with Kyle Harrison on the IL.
Yeah.
Logan Henderson is probably not talked about enough.
He's a good pitcher.
He's been one of the most consistent guys you could ask for. 5 innings today, 9 Ks through 80 pitches, gave up 2 earned, but like that's near a quality start if he gets through another inning, which, again, if you can't keep pushing everyone past pitching limits because you need to protect as many arms as possible with how many you've lost recently. The Brewers just make baseball so fun every single game, except when they're not hitting yesterday. That one stunk. But very much is that an anomaly to what you watch every single day from a Pat Murphy-led team. It just is.
Yeah, no, that's what this team is gritty to find a way to get on base.
It just makes you want more. More. Not just Kyle Wallace talking about 2029 and 2030. Like, the first thing, when C-Cat came into our meeting today, he was like, dude, can you believe Mason Miller is, like, potentially someone that the Padres could sell?
I was like,
I think he's under team control in 2029. And Kyle's first comment to me was, that'd be great for now, but also for the future.
Yeah, I mean, why would
great
you not?
Great for now, but also for the future. It's never just about now with you, which you need to let everyone else handle the future. Can you live in 2026 and think of, like, and come up with solutions and ideas as to how they can get past the Dodgers instead of being Mr. Poo-Poo all the time?
Bro, you're not going to always win, and I think the Brewers have a great chance to win now, but I'm thinking about when the Brewers window is really wide open. It's open right now. The Brewers are in a window of championship opportunity right now, but I'm just thinking about the greatness that is going to come with the future as Matt Arnold has done a great job with the scouting department. This organization has done a great job finding talent, developing talent, locking talent up, and getting them to the major leagues. Pat Murphy is doing a great job of managing the last now three seasons. And so, no, I can think in the now, but I also get excited for the future. So when you said Mason Miller, Scooble is only going to be a temporary fix. Mason Miller could be here for a couple years like
Trevor
that.
Trevor McGill just closes down again. I know he gave up a run.
I like Trevor McGill, but Trevor ain't going to be the Brewers. Trevor McGill, is he 29
or 30?
How many
times have we talked about a closer with the Brewers and they figure it out? How many times?
Well,
all the time.
I'd like to figure he's 32 years old. He ain't coming back. I'd like to figure it out with a dude who's a stud. I mean, if you want to win championships, it's nice. Imagine Trevor McGill being your eighth inning guy and Abner being your ninth inning, or excuse me, your seventh inning guy. 7, 8, 9, woo! Turn off the lights.
We still need a lefty, which Ashby could use.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but still.
D.L. Hall if he comes off the aisle.
Turn off the lights. Party's over. That's what you need. So, because to me, I think the starting pitcher for the Brewers, I've been saying this over and over, I think it is good enough to compete. It's not great. They're going to have their ups and their downs. They are. It's not like they're going to sit there and hold teams to one run. They're not. But if the bats are able to score 4 to 5 runs in the playoffs, I think the pitching is good enough right now to get you wins, get you dubs.
What a blast from the past. Dave from Monona. He was the official and unofficial blind fan of the Scalzo and Bruss
family. What's up. What's up, Dave?
Holy crap. I hear Silver Spoon, Breast Milk Benny. The Brewers will not win. Thanks, Dave. You got anything better than that? Because the Brewers can... If they get aggressive, the question is, will they get aggressive with the current state of where they're at? Do they feel comfortable leveraging some of their future for a potential to do something we've never done before?
But how much of your future are you talking about leveraging? Like, what do you have to give up? Are you willing to give up the pieces?
You're going to have to give up a lot because we know they need more slug. Like,
but
what if it doesn't work?
What if you find yourself in a predicament where all of a sudden
I'd rather live in not thinking about regretting. Can you believe in 2026 after they went to the NLCS in 2025 that they didn't make a move?
They didn't make a move in the offseason.
That's fine, but things have transpired that put you in a spot where you can get aggressive now.
And they made moves. You see how well Cooper Pratt's been playing? He's been playing better. Luis Lara's a great defender. He'll come around.
Stop. That's not going to win you a championship. You're already talking about 2029.
No, I'm just saying the Brewers are making
Stop.
Moves. No, I'm just telling the Brewers
Stop.
Way. Why do you
this,
want
this? Is you're Greg Ken in the 608. This is Kyle bleeding Dodger blue again.
No, you're asking what you're doing. You know, you do a really good job of painting narratives. What you're asking is
Thank you.
The Brewers to be something that they have not been. And again, if the Brewers believed that they were entering a championship window after going to the NLCS and losing in the NLCS, they should be chasing the Dodgers. Every move they made this offseason was not about chasing the Dodgers. It just wasn't. Don't trade away Freddy Peralta if you're not chasing the Dodgers.
All right, so if you're chasing the Dodgers, is this something
Ken,
you have?
Ken Rosenthal put together an article about potential fits, real-life possible examples, not pipe dreams that fan bases sell themselves in order to acquire Tarik Skubal if the Tigers do sell. And he listed the Brewers with Logan Henderson because the Tigers are looking for a long-term controlled pitcher in exchange for Tarik Skubal. Henderson pitches today, 5 innings, 2 runs, 9 Ks.
Logan and who, though? That's the problem. In who? You're not just doing Logan.
Yeah, but Logan gives
starter.
Them long-term, and they know this is a rental. So it probably lessens the amount of prospects you'd have to give up.
I trade Logan Henderson, but you're still going to have to give up some prospects.
I understand that, but you probably don't have to give up your best ones because you're giving up one of your best long-term assets as a starter.
Long-term asset as a starter, huh? Sounds good for 2028. Sounds good with my day up. Andrew Fisher up. It sounds real good.
Just live in the moment one time.
When you know what, Ben, when they win the World Series in a couple years, you're going to have to just tell Kyle. You're going to meet Kyle.
I'll tell you.
You're going to say, Kyle, you were right.
Hey, by the way, I'm wrong a lot. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope.
But you hope I'm right about how aggressive I think they should be.
No.
You hope you're wrong about how aggressive they think or that you think they won't be.
I just want to be very clear. I want the Brewers to make a trade. I want them to make a deal, and I want them to acquire somebody that can help them get over the hump. I'm just not going to sit here and put myself in the same situation I was almost a year ago when I'm sitting at State Fair of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin State Fair.
State Fair. Okay, yeah, Wisconsin State Fair. I'm gonna say, I don't know why I said
the
it like
State
that.
Fair of Wisconsin.
I don't even know why I said it like that. But where I'm sitting there trying to see who they're gonna get at the deadline, and I end up with Brandon Lockridge. Brandon Lockridge and Shelby Miller.
I understand.
I'm not doing it to myself again, okay? I'm not.
Put up your protective shield. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm just going to use history to show me that, you know, if the Brewers do something, then yippee, I'm happy. But other than that, no.
But if there's a parade, you're not welcome because you're bleeding Dodger blue and you'll be looking out your window.
That's not true. I won't be looking out my window. Only time I'll look out my window as I'm passing it by. But I may stop and I may look because I may say, you know what? I remember when I moved into this house, I hated my windows. My windows were old. It had paint chip. When I tried to open the window, it went, you don't have to live like that. There is a great, affordable way to get high-quality windows when you work with Universal Windows Direct. Right now, it's hot. It's July. It's the summertime. Your AC is running. And if it's running all day, it's probably because your windows aren't keeping that cool air in. If you're thinking about upgrading your home, getting some new windows, my friends at Universal Windows Direct, they are the way to go. Y'all know I love a good deal, but I also love high quality. That's something that means a lot to me, and that's what Universal Windows Direct delivers. And right now, you can buy 4 windows and get 4 free when you work with Universal Windows Direct. Plus, you can have 48 months of 0% interest. Yes, you pay not a penny in interest for 4 whole years when you work with my friends at Universal Windows Direct. If you're looking to update your windows, just give them a call. Call them today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. And I promise you, you'll stay cooler this summer. You'll save money on your energy bills. And just like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Catastrophic is next. Joint pain is awful when you're the person who's fighting through it, but I'm betting you're not the only one affected by it. Maybe someone you love struggles with joint pain, and you see what they don't say. They've stopped doing what they love, and it's time to be outside, moving, playing, and living this summer. And if you're sitting out, we got to talk about getting that life back with QC Kinetics, which is happening every day for people who are stuck in that cycle of pain in their hips, knees, shoulders, and back. They're finally stepping out of it with regenerative treatments done right in the office. No surgery, long recovery, or putting life on hold. Just relief as that inflammation eases with the QC Kinetics secret sauce. We hear it all the time, not just from patients, but people around them. He's back. So if this sounds like you or someone you love, go find out what is possible. QC Kinetics offers a free consultation to see if you're a good candidate. Call 414-240-2298, 414-240-2298, 414-240-2298. Ben Bruston, Kyle Wallace, Brewers win 4-3, 5-1 post-All-Star break, 64-38. Time now to hear from CCAP.
Barely keeping Kyle and Brust on the air.
You decided to marry her. You decided to put the baby inside of her.
I love the NFL.
And somehow still finding time to judge the world around him.
You poked the bear. This looks delicious.
With C-Cat, this is Catastrophic.
My, oh my, am I disappointed in Ben and Kyle.
Ooh, Kyle, I'm going to say Ben Bruss. I'm going to say, yeah, I am too disappointed in Ben Bruss, but what did I do?
June 7th, 1990, happened?
Oh, come on now, that's crazy. What? Now, you might as well give him my damn Social Security number. That's crazy.
What happened on that day?
A legend was born.
October 3rd, 1991. What happened that day?
A snake was born. A snitch was born. A little snake in the grass.
July 21st, 1998. What happened on that day?
Bro,
A kitty was born.
I guess a kitty was born. How am I supposed to know your damn birthday?
Well, you were born yesterday?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Well, we didn't get an email about it, did we?
And I got happy birthday messages from the company, people who I didn't even think knew first name.
Did they send out an email about you?
They didn't have to.
No, they got to. How am I, well, in my defense, first and foremost, who walks around here and doesn't drop a hint that it's their birthday? I mean, Ben would have told us for weeks how much he was playing his birthday.
And by the way, rumor has it, you took off tomorrow for your birthday?
Who told you that?
Wait a minute, you're taking off tomorrow for your birthday that happened on Tuesday?
Who told you that?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm off.
Wait,
what?
I've got a round of golf planned.
Why? On
and
Thursday.
I got a dinner at a Michelin star restaurant.
Wait, why?
On special occasion, a couple days after the birthday.
Okay,
so it
on.
Is for your birthday.
Wait, tell
me. You golf all the time.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How did you know about his birthday?
Oh, I guess I thought his birthday was tomorrow because I heard he was taking off for his birthday.
Oh, I didn't know your birthday was anywhere. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah,
I guess.
Oh, thank
bud.
You, Kyle.
27.
Happy birthday, buddy.
28.
28.
Okay.
2-8.
The big 2-8. I mean, don't look at me.
Were you mad at us?
I mean, I thought that word would get around.
No.
The word did not get
See,
around.
See, Kat, don't nobody know you around here.
Nobody knows you were
hunkered away, working nights and weekends in a dungeon room, and now when you come to work, you don't say nothing to nobody. Don't know if I said, do y'all know who C-Cat is? They say, who? Like, come on
people,
now.
People call him Christian.
People legitimately call you Christian because that's what comes up with your email. So I don't act, this ain't on us. This is on you. You should have told us that, hey, today's my birthday. We should have gave us a heads up. If we don't get one from our office administrator, if they don't tell us it's your birthday, if she don't know it's your birthday, then how am I supposed to know?
Listen,
I don't even know if we're friends on Facebook. That's usually where I look.
We just became friends on Instagram.
I had no way of knowing when Ben's birthday was, but I sought the information out when I knew we were going to work together, and now I have that. I know that.
Are you planning something special for me?
I guess that's for you to decide.
You barely knew my birthday because you just asked me how old I was.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I don't, ain't going to lie.
When did that
happen?
Let's get to the way. He's taking a day off 2 days after his birthday to celebrate his birthday?
Crazy. That's as bad as Ben
That's worse.
Yeah, that's as bad. That's just as
I
bad
actually,
as Ben
like, I've I come to work on my birthday. I've never taken off for my birthday.
Was I gone yesterday?
You took off for your birthday?
No, hell no. I don't take off for my birthday. I work on my birthday. I
what
went
are you
all the way to Madison.
For?
Shout out to our office administrator.
Oh, you took her out and she says
I
something?
Said she didn't know. I didn't take her out. I said she didn't know. Christian Cat's birthday is there. But people probably say, who the hell is Christian Cat? You know, you get emails like, who the hell is this person? There are people like, who the hell is Christian? I swear, we got one of these last week. And I said, who is this? I don't even know who this is. That reminds me, I got to say happy birthday to somebody else in the office. Happy birthday, C-Cat.
Thank you very much. And again, I worked on my birthday. I was here yesterday. So
yeah,
I
but that's what makes this worse. It like got closer to the weekend, and you're like,
I'm working Friday.
That's even more weird.
It's even weirder now.
Why did you take Thursday off and not Friday off?
Because the restaurant we were trying to get reservations at was not didn't have any vacancy on Tuesday.
What's the I want to know what restaurant? 5-star Michelin. Oh.
I don't think they go up to 5, but it's a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, Michelin star. Oh, they go up to 3? Is it 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a surprise. I don't know the location. It's being planned by my significant other.
Oh, she got money. That's like $200 per person.
That's
minimum.
The birthday gift. Sometimes we do a gift and a dinner, and the dinner is just your run-of-the-mill, but it's all in one.
Is this what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh, you're expensive. So, you know, when you go to these Michelin places, they give you like a little portion.
It's going to be a tasting menu, I think.
You're going to be hungry. You know, not to make this about me, my wife wants to do something for her birthday. She wants to go to like a community long table. Cost $150 per person. I looked at the menu. I said, baby, I don't eat anything on here. She said, well, it's my birthday. I said, I'm not paying $150 to sit
bro, you're
and watch
the,
you eat.
You are the
$300
worst
No. I said, we'll find a different place.
Grown-ass man taking B-Day off. Another mark on Christian from AJ and the Berg.
Yeah.
It's the only clean shot he's landed. That's a very fair clean shot. It did hurt my psyche to go into ADP and request off. Got to be honest.
So, I guess
it says you can comment on why you're taking off. Did you write
no.
go for my birthday?
No.
Did you? So how far in advance did your girlfriend make this reservation?
There was questions about people's schedules and whatever, and I want to make it work.
Oh, okay.
So like it was kind of like 4 weeks ahead of time.
She's more. Well, you probably need more than that.
For the restaurant?
Oh, yeah. For a nice restaurant like that, heck
well,
yeah.
I mean, we don't have an 8 o'clock reservation. We're an early bird special.
Strophy chiming in. They absolutely sent an email. I wished him a happy birthday.
They did. I didn't
see the email. I guess, can you, like, block?
I bet you're not even on the distribution list.
I don't think I am.
I'm about to look it up now to see if he is.
You don't need to do that right now, Kyle.
You
want to
talk about foul ball etiquette?
foul ball etiquette?
What's foul ball etiquette?
Excuse me, it was home run ball etiquette. It's happened in Philadelphia where...
They have no etiquette at all.
Ball was hit into the bleachers in right or left field, and a fan tried to use his hat to catch the ball. The momentum of the baseball knocked his hat like 6 feet in the air, went three rows back, and landed at the feet of a guy in an Eagles jersey.
Oh, the Eagles jersey guy got a free ball.
But the guy whose hat it hit first is claiming that it belongs to him.
Oh, hell with that.
It went in his hat, flew far away.
You got to keep your hand on the hat.
You got to. You got to.
And the ball went to the guy who lost his hat.
No.
He completely backed down to the guy who actually caught the ball.
That's very un-Philly-like.
Very much so.
They got to fight.
He's lost his Y chromosome, too.
Just like you.
Just like you. You're twin. That's your twin, little 20-twin twin.
This is why you got to bring a glove to the game so this doesn't happen, right?
Well, that's crazy.
You would bring a glove to a game.
A lot of Brewers fans got gloves in right and left field. I noticed in my first ever Brewers game last week.
I haven't brought a glove to a game since I was a child.
You ever caught a foul ball? Not been handed, caught one.
Oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
First ever ball I got at a baseball game was when I was like 19 years old. I went to a Marlins game, and the right fielder, I think it was Yoenis Cespedes of the Athletics at the time, threw a ball up to the crowd.
He did. He also
and hit. I was asking for it. It went to the guy two rows behind me. He caught it. He was probably like 25.
Oh, no.
He saw that I wanted it.
Here you go, kid.
Oh, no.
And he gave it to me.
Oh, no.
Here you go, kid. And you took it.
I took it.
He was 19. Won a
no.
ball.
So that's ball. The only ball I've gotten in game baseball never caught history.
One. Never. Have you caught
never.
One, Ben?
I did.
Me too. Foul ball.
I'm sorry. I'm the visual of a 19-year-old looking at a 25-year-old
asking for a ball
is just one of the saddest visuals I think I've ever put in my head ever in my life.
Whew.
All right. Well, if you're looking to grow in 2026 and grow up you need to, you can go to the Princeton Club and get a great workout in. Small group classes, workout classes, personal training. But the main thing is if you're looking to grow, you need to have the foundation of a healthy body because you can grow in more areas of your life than just physically. Everything is unleashed and unlocked when you have a great foundation that you can get at the Princeton Club. They offer something for everybody. The outdoor pool is open in New Berlin for you to enjoy. Some great weather, not a lot of rain in the forecast. They have adult nights, indoor-outdoor tennis courts, indoor basketball court. You name it, they have it. Check out the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. And you can start that by going there today. Goodness gracious, a 25-year-old gave a 19-year-old a ball. Like a 4
What a nice guy.
You're like a 4-year-old. Next.
Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer.
Kyle and Bruss before the Homer Hour with Homer. With some local observations around town. I wouldn't. You know what? That's on me.
No.
Don't.
Just let it be.
I saw a high school girls' softball game. I can't believe how good they are.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to say you throw like a girl. No, it has nothing to do with sex. You throw based on how much you threw as a kid. These girls can throw and they can hit and...
See, my 2.5-year-old daughter's throwing like Miz.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
You could maybe your baby could play softball. I doubt it though. You don't seem like a softball type.
What
dad.
Are you crazy?
No, I don't think his daughter's gonna play softball because
she will only play not play because she doesn't want to.
She needs. She's a soccer galley.
You're deciding. You know, Homer, this is amazing.
Homer, this is amazing.
He's like, outside of a 2.5-year-old
dog. I don't need to say anything. My mic is off. Go ahead.
Ask him what
sport. No, you ask him.
No, ask him what sport his daughter asked to play yesterday when they got home.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Okay.
Soccer.
No. Let me give you a rule.
Messi.
No. Never hold your child responsible for anything they say or do at 2.5.
I tried to tell Ben. You know what Ben was trying to do? He's trying to force her to play sports.
Not force.
No, oh.
Nudge.
No, it wasn't.
Shoot on the Fisher Price suit.
I think it's a pretty good idea. She's getting good jeans. Well, that's a good place to start.
Do you think I got good jeans, homie?
What? I don't know your family background.
Okay, just curious.
Father, an athlete.
He was a runner-up in state in wrestling at Riverside University.
Whoa, okay. Now here's the sneaky part.
Starting quarterback
really,
at Riverside.
It's really important, and it's different now. Like your mom.
She ran track, but she's not an athlete.
You got
like
great
that.
Jeans. Have a lot of kids. You're good.
You're in. You're an easy sell.
No, he's got good jeans.
Come on, baby.
All he said was his
athletes.
Mom did track.
She yes.
Did so did
yes.
Alex Strofe. Alex Strofe did track.
Done. With a father like that and a mother who's also an athlete, high school superstar. I don't know what sport.
Write it down. My mom she was on the team.
I understand. You gave me the information. High school. I'll say high school star in some sport. Right now. Write it down. Done.
Are you a star?
You know, I was just thinking about that today.
Thinking about this today?
Because I was thinking of, you know, sometimes.
When?
Well, I was walking in a building and I was thinking about.
Excuse me. I want to apologize. I didn't get the other half. I was thinking more of like your.
Your
wife?
Her grandfather actually signed a contract with the Cubs.
Okay, how about her?
She played softball and then she played volleyball.
Yeah.
But she didn't play for long.
Doesn't matter.
Played a little bit in high school.
Your children will be high school stars and maybe further.
You know what?
Don't mess it up. Just stay out of the way.
He's got a cousin in the NFL.
Right, that helps.
We got.
Just stay out of the way.
Basketball.
All right, just stay out of the way.
Oh, he doesn't know.
You know,
how to do
it's
that.
Not me that.
Have
you
seen him? Does he know how to stay out of the way?
I know. I'm just saying it for my own benefit because he can't do it.
I told you I gave a
you're
motivational
not a softball dad. You're a soccer dad.
I gave a motivational speech to my cousin who went to go try out for Team Hero, the freshman team, or 14-year-old team they have for Team Hero. And I said, girl, what do you do good? She said, I can rebound. I said, you're going to be the best rebounder. What about scoring? She said, I can finish well. I said, you finish every darn thing. And I said, you know what? You know what they can't take away from you? Is your hustle and your heart.
Can we have a moment of silence for your children? Oh, my God.
See, Homer, you can't get out of the way.
Guess who made the team?
I don't know.
Lucas.
He said, can we have a moment of silence for his children?
Who? Oh, my motivation.
I hope I'm still alive and I can talk to him.
No, you will be, Homer.
Would you let Uncle Homer give advice?
I'm going to give him one advice.
Uncle Homer's going
to
drop.
Listen to Dad.
No. Dad's fine. Tell your dad that you play better when he's not at the games.
Ooh.
Even if it's not true.
That's not and, true. Homer,
that's what I tell. That's what I would tell him to say.
Homer's gonna be.
Because then we'll see
out.
If you
care
can't
about
talk to your kids.
Yes. No, you can talk to your kids.
No. He said you could talk to.
Homer's
his kids,
gonna be in his 80s.
I don't have to. Anybody can tell him.
Homer's gonna be in his 80s.
I'll do it for him.
Tell him.
Looking
say, tell
at
your
the
dad,
newspaper.
You play better when he's not there.
Homer's gonna be looking at the newspaper and say.
You know how
Wallace.
Much stress those kids are gonna be. We were watching the Little League softball in the break. And a shortstop missed it, and he if I was a coach, you better get that damn ball.
Oh, yeah, she missed the ball. It's come here. Hey, we're better than that.
Never.
No, that's
better
not
than
how
that.
You said
never
it.
Has
you
a mother
you
had
that
a more
damn ball next time. I don't care if it's a bad hop or not. You got to get it.
Never has a mother had a more important role in saving your kids from sports
over-analysis. She's too much of a half-fun galley.
Good. That's good.
Balance you guys out.
I won't have fun.
What's the most
win.
Important thing to determine the success of your kids in sports? What is it?
They mama is 5'8". We're going to have us some tall, big kids, baby. We're going to have 6-foot boys and girls walking around this mug. Y'all going to hear about them Wallace boys. Give it about 14, 15 years.
Those
y'all
Wallace
hear about
boys.
Yeah, right.
Or girls.
He chose the gender.
No,
it's too late. It's too late.
Them Wallace girls. Them
nice
Wallace
try.
Kids.
Nice cover.
They're going to be right behind the Bruss kids.
No, they're not going to be as good as him. Buzz. Come on.
Damn.
Homer? Not a chance.
Dang.
Not a chance.
I mean, he's great, but I ain't. He ain't going to NBA. He ain't going to NBA.
All right, knees.
Now he's got his boys going to the NBA.
His boys, yes.
Or whatever he called them.
Four girls on the way for the Wallaces.
Oh, wow.
Homer,
oh,
next.
Man. Mom, hang in there.